At the Pulpit, United in Doing Good, by Emma Hale Smith. Be ambitious to do good. March 17th, 1842. President Emma Smith remarked, "We are going to do something extraordinary." When a boat is struck on the rapids with a multitude of Mormons on board, we shall consider that a loud call for relief. We expect extraordinary occasions and pressing calls. She made remarks on the object of the society, its duties to others, also its relative duties to each other, to seek out and relieve the distressed, that each member should be ambitious to do good, and deal frankly with each other. Be united. March 24, 1842. President E. Smith rose and said that measures to promote union in this society must be carefully attended to, that every member should be held in full fellowship. As a society, she hoped they would divest themselves of every jealousy and evil feeling toward each other, if any such existed. No one need feel delicate in reference to inquiries about this society. There is nothing private. Its objects are purely benevolent. Its objects are charitable. None can object to telling the good, the evil withhold. She hoped all would feel themselves bound to observe this rule. It is the duty of every person to inquire into the condition of the poor and represent their true state. Begin at home. April 14th, 1842. President E. Smith's desire was to do good. Wished all the members of this society to assist her. Said it was necessary to begin at home, to eradicate all evil from our own hearts. Enforced the necessity of walking in a manner that would be approbated of God. Repent and forsake. May 19th, 1842. Mrs. President continued by exhorting all who had erred to repent and forsake their sins. Said that Satan's forces were against this church. Live right before God. June 23rd, 1842. Mrs. President said she was rejoiced to see the increasing union of the society. Hoped we should live right before God, among ourselves, and before the world. Said we had nothing to do but to fear God and keep the commandments, and in doing so, we shall prosper. Strengthen each other. March 16th, 1844. Mrs. President addressed the meeting upon the necessity of being united among ourselves and strengthening each other's hands in order that we may be able to do much good among the poor. We must throw the mantle of charity round to shield those who will repent, and to do so no more. She advised all to abide the Book of Mormon and Doctrine and Covenants. About Sister Smith. Emma Hale Smith, 1804 through 1879, met her husband, Joseph, when he boarded at her parents' farm in Harmony, Pennsylvania, USA. They were married on January 18, 1827. Joseph's mother, Lucy Mack Smith, praised Emma. "I have never seen a woman in my life who would endure every species of fatigue and hardship with that unflinching courage, zeal, and patience." Emma briefly worked as a scribe on the translation of the Book of Mormon. She opened her home to the sick, the orphaned, and other visitors. In July 1830, Joseph Smith dictated a revelation directed to her, now known as Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25. She was elected president of the Female Relief Society of Nauvoo on March 17, 1842. Though Emma met with the society only 12 times in 1842 and 4 times in March 1844, her leadership was crucial in shaping the organization. the Nauvoo Relief Society functioned in a discussion format rather than formal lessons. Emma's words, excerpted here, show her leadership. Emma maintained her sense of spiritual authority, exhorting the women to repent as they strengthened each other and practiced charity. She encouraged unity and instructed the women on compassion and care for the poor. End of the article, United in Doing Good, by Emma Hale Smith. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.